الله الرحمن الرحيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Selection of Ayatollah Khamenei's viewpoints.
همه با وجود قده سرطانی اسرائیل مخالفیم.
All of us are opposed to the cancerous tumor Israel.
وجه مشترک همه وحدت امت اسلامی.
Unity of Islamic Ummah is the aspect that all of Islamic denominations have in common.
Palestine became top issue in Islamic world due to Imam Khomeini and Islamic Revolution. This is the part of a speech delivered by the leader of Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, on June 4, 2023, on the occasion of 34th anniversary of Imam Khomeini's demise. He is alive. His cries, his articulate words are inextinguishable. The second point is that Imam Khomeini brought about these three great transformations with important and outstanding character that he had. The next point is important. We ask ourselves which hardware or software did Imam use to support and help him with these great tasks? What was the factor that was able to help the Imam and lead Imam in this field so that he would not feel tired and have the ability to do these great things and remove these large mountains of obstacles? Imam Khomeini did not have any hardware element that could aid him. He had no money. He had no propaganda tools. He did not have any radio stations, nor did he have a news agency, and none of the world's politics supported or helped him. The only hardware that Imam Khomeini had was a piece of paper on which he could write his statement and audio tapes that recorded his voice so that people could hear it. He did not have any hardware elements that could help him. Software elements were the only thing that helped Imam. What were these software elements? This is important. This software factor can be expressed in different ways.
دنیای اسلام یک نسخه امروز دارد و اون اتحاد.
The world of Islam has one single prescription today, and that is unity. This prescription exists in all Islamic countries. Nations should be united.
I have chosen two titles, two interpretations of this factor that assisted the Imam, which I will share with you. Those two factors are faith and hope. The thing that led Imam on this path, enabling him to bring about these great changes at the country level, at the level of the Ummah, and at the global level for the length of history, was his faith and his hope. Faith and hope. Martyr Mutahhari had a meeting with Imam Khomeini in Paris. Martyr Mutahhari himself was a mountain of faith. He used to express his wonder and amazement at the faith that Imam had. After returning from Paris, he said, "I saw four kinds of faith in Imam Khomeini. One was that he had faith in his goal. His goal was Islam. Imam Khomeini's purpose was Islam. Second, he had faith in the path that he had chosen. Imam Khomeini's path was the path of struggle. The third kind of faith was the faith he had in the people, in the believers. That is the same thing that Almighty God says about the Prophet, peace be upon him. He has faith in Allah, and he has faith in the believers." Holy Quran, chapter 9, verse 61, which I will say a few words about this later. The fourth kind of faith, which was higher than the rest, was his faith in Rabb, the Lord, his faith in God, the trust he had in God.
Allah, I want to thank you. I want to thank you for all the things that you've done for me through all my years. I've been lost. You guided me from all tomorrow.